Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Tales from the Apps, a dating podcast where it sometimes ends up as a ghosting story. Sorry, not sorry?
Sorry, not sorry.
With your hosts, me, the incredible Andrea, Andy, whatever you really want to call me. Just don't call me by my last name, as we talked about in our last
episode. Just don't call me Shirley.
Well, you know how I feel about that. And then my incredible co-host over here, not lesser than me in any ways, my equal.
Equal. Thanks. I thought you were really going to, you know, take a dig.
It's El Jefe.
El Jefe. Thanks, everybody. How's it going?
Junior. Hi, Junior. And for those of you guys who are joining us for the first time, Junior and I are in an open relationship, so we are together. If you hear some weird shit, but you're like, but they're talking about going on dates?
Yeah. Hey,
we do that too. Okay. All right.
We do it all.
Get with it, folks. If that's not for you, that's okay. But strap in, because sometimes we use strap-ons. No, we share a lot of our own personal stories on here, and it gets a little personally deep sometimes. Hmm. If you listen to last week's episode, Junior got ghosted.
It happens.
Tonight's episode, I get ghosted.
You got ghosted.
Spoiler alert.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. And this happened pretty recently.
Oh.
Yeah. And y'all know, like, my patience level for men, I don't have much of a patience level. So if somebody caught my attention, like, they had to have been pretty cool and chill, right? Mm-hmm. So go on a first date with this guy. First, you know, we obviously talk through the apps.
Right.
Exchange phone numbers eventually. Okay. Like, it takes a while.
Did you give him your last name?
I did. He does know where I work, where I live, my social security number.
Don't listen to our own advice.
Anyways, I always just give a general direction of where I live too. Mm-hmm. I usually just say over by the boop and the boop, you know.
I'm by the McDonald's, bro.
Yep, by the McDonald's. But so we end up, you know, finally scheduling a first date. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always nice when the guy smokes. Because
cigarettes,
you know, weed.
Oh,
weed. It's cool to chill with somebody that likes to smoke weed. Uh-huh. So, you know, he says, you know, the first date, he brought a couple joints to smoke. We can, you know, smoke one before we go inside.
Right.
So we go to the sandbar over here. Uh-huh. Just step on the side of the building, smoke this joint, talk. So that's like our first time really meeting. But it was so laid back. So it was super chill. It was just up my alley, right? And then just no expectations. Just chill the fuck out, man.
I thought you were going to say, just up my ass.
Oh, no, that's something you do. No, so, you know, we end up going inside. We're drinking, having a good time. We go out. We smoke the other joint. We come back in. Like, it's chill. Good sure. time. Ends up turning up the sandbar. I don't know. I think this was like a Wednesday or Thursday. Shit turns up after 9 o'clock.
Oh.
It becomes like a little club. And you know me, I love making friends with people. So that first night, I'm making like best friends with a couple of the girls who are now telling him he better treat me right. He better this, he better that. The whole time he's like, I love this. I love how you interact with people. I mean, like, everything is good.
Oh my God. He's the opposite of me.
Yeah, I was like, this is the one, you guys. This is it. Go on a second date. Oh, my God. So good. Go to the little bar down the street. It's playing like music trivia. And so we're not really playing, but we're guessing the music as we go along. You know, just having a good time. Chill. Again, after that second date, it was, let's just say it was around Thanksgiving. I can't remember when it was.
Okay. Right, holidays.
Something like that. And so it was like, you know, 2 days, didn't hear, but also it was like, I'm not stalking the dude, so I'm not like, why didn't he answer me?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just kind of like, 2 days, cool, he's busy, it's holiday time.
Yeah.
Like, third day, I was like, hey, bro, you okay? And I don't get any fucking response. And I was like, that's fucking weird.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I let the next day goes by, midday, I'm like, bro, I'm just checking to make sure you're cool. Because during all of this, it comes out that he doesn't have a car. He doesn't drive because he's had a DUI before.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I don't know what's going on, right? Maybe he got drunk. Maybe he did something he shouldn't have had. He finally responds and says, basically the good old, it's not you, it's me. But he says, I've had something come up personally that's going to make me go MIA for a while.
Ah.
But I wish you luck.
He's going to prison.
That, my initial thought was something about jail, right?
DUI.
I try not to take it personally because I felt like it was a good match. Intellectually and I don't know, personally, like it was, it was really laid back, which is more my speed.
Yeah.
And he wasn't sex hounding, like just right. Right. So two things I thought, maybe he found my social media somehow, right? Through your phone number. Sometimes you can find shit. Yeah. So if he found my like TikToks, he would see you on there, or he's going to jail or something. What do you think?
I would think it's jail.
You
got
the
DUI, you know, you're out for a bit, you got to go to court, and then whatever happens.
Maybe it was an extreme DUI.
Yep. You're going to do some time, bro.
I mean, so the first date that we went on, he Ubered. And that doesn't really raise any flags to me because people do that all the time.
You're like, oh, you're being responsible.
Exactly. And then the second date, he'd mentioned he wanted to stay around this certain area because he bikes everywhere. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I ride my bike everywhere. I was like, do you not have a car? He's like, no, it's a personal choice. It's a lifestyle choice.
Motherfuckers always say some weird shit like that. We don't live in New York, bro.
No. And he said, that's why I moved where I was, where I moved, so that I could be like in the, you know, center of everything. Yeah. So everything was right around me. I was like, oh, okay. But when we got to that second date, he ended up telling me on that second date, it was a DUI.
DUI. I lost my car. I would probably, you know what though? I understand why you wait because, you know, there's a stigma to it.
Scare you off,
man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also, are you an alcoholic?
Yeah. And you don't have to be. You just had a bad fucking night.
Maybe.
Got caught.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
But you're right. How was he drinking on
good.
The dates?
Good. So not sloppy, not weird, nothing.
A lot?
Nope.
Then probably, I mean.
Kept up with me.
Okay.
That's oopsies. A lot. Oopsies.
I don't know. To me, I kind of heard of when that happens, right? And it's usually that they're going to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had their court date, blah, blah, blah. They got sentenced. It's time to go. You'll find out pretty soon, though.
Sorry about it, Jason.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
When he texts you like, hey, what's up? You'll be like, you just got out?
That's weird because I'm also talking to another guy that's on house arrest until April.
Jesus.
I'm still talking to him. Yeah. He's entertaining.
Well, I go for it.
Yeah.
Do it for the plot.
It's entertaining as all hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I have a few of those too.
He's always like, when I get out of here, we can go have a drink. Okay.
Yeah, man. Joe ankle monitor.
With his ankle monitor?
Doesn't he have one?
No, I think he does. Oh, okay. He has like, or maybe he doesn't. He has work release.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, and he's even said, like, I could chance it. I could try to go. And I was like, no. I don't want to be in the middle of any of that.
You got
to
be.
The parole officer shows up to the bar.
Oh, it wouldn't even be. He's risking it because he thinks he's going to get some right away.
No. Oh, yeah. He's invited me over. He's like, I think he lives with his dad or his uncle. It's not a great situation. But they have like a landscape backyard. And he's like, you can come over and do putt-putt. They've got like a little putt-putt green.
This is granddad.
You could do putt-putt in my backyard. Bitch, no.
Yeah,
if you've heard
grandpappy.
Any of our advice in the past, you don't go on the first date. Anyways, let's stop talking about my horrific dating life. Because even when I think it's going well, it shits on me then. Like, I'm like, wait, what? What? This was actually... Oh, no. Mm. Never mind. All right. Let's take a little pause. We'll come back and we'll dive into some of the... Ask the host, did you know's, and safety corner. Okay, hold on.
Hey guys, it's Junior from Make It a Combo. You've been listening to one of our hilarious episodes. If you love what you hear, please check out Make It a Combo and Dream Talk, the podcast. Both are sure to keep you entertained.
And thank you for holding on during that little commercial break. A word from our sponsors, ourselves, Make It a Combo Production Company, where we oversee a couple other podcasts as well. Dream Talk, the podcast with our friend Jesse, who delves into dreams and what they mean. And then our podcast that we co-host with Jesse. It's Make It a Combo podcast.
Yep, where we review movies. New ones.
Each week. So the newest movies, we've seen them. You want to know about it? Ask me. Beekeeper smashed it. No, don't smash the bees. He'll get mad.
Yeah, he'll kill you.
He'll get mad. Anyways, back to the most important podcast here, our podcast, Tales from the Apps. Let's get into the second segment of the day and ask the host. I didn't even prep you on these.
Nope. So I'm going in blind.
This is a mystery to you. So you better be open and honest.
Hopefully.
What did we say? Forthcoming, right. Junior. Yeah. Be forthcoming.
Open to communication.
I am going to ask you. Ooh, this is a good one. What's the best way to make up after a fight?
Food.
How so?
Get food.
What do you mean get food?
Like, wait, okay, so if we're fighting, I get you some of the food that you like to eat, make you feel happy.
You just, okay, so we've been fighting all day, we're not talking to each other anymore, and you just bring me a cheeseburger.
Or a cheesecake.
And all as well?
Yeah, that's...
Has that worked for you in the past?
No, usually I'm too stubborn to do anything. I'm like, oh, you want to be mad? I'm going to be mad too. No, not truth. Ours is usually after we have our little spat, as we communicate right, not right after, but a little bit after. When.
What does that look like?
Talking about what happened.
Yeah.
Why.
One of us usually will start that. Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to? Yeah. I don't want to be mad.
So let's move on. It's usually me, folks, because I'm the one who's very communicative in this relationship.
Junior has the better communication skills of the two of us, for sure.
Nope.
Not.
Toot my own horn.
You better toot that booger sugar, because that's all you on, bitch. Some cocaine crack, motherfucker. So best way, I mean, yeah, I would say stop and take a pause.
You got to.
Breathe. Try not to take things extremely personally, even though you might have said some things that hurt, right? The other person might have said some personal things, but then like rewind, maybe think about what the person is saying. Listen to it, maybe.
We have had fights or arguments. I don't say fights. We've had arguments where, you know, somebody's got their feelings fucking hurt. Our biggest thing, and this is something we talked about when we first started dating, about like how to handle certain situations, right? You even told me like, hey, when I'm mad, I need to be left alone.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times guys always want to fix it right away.
Sure.
And then I learned, I was like, okay, I'll take it for her word. That has worked tremendously.
Yeah. I come out when I'm ready.
Yep. And if you're wrong, what I do like about us is we're both adult enough to own up.
Apologize.
You know, hey, you know what? I was fucking angry. I'm sorry. But like, and then get into the whys.
Yeah.
You know, I know I've done it where I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. Or I overreacted or whatever. But definitely you have to take that. You need a time out.
Yeah.
You got to cool down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go eat some ice cream. And when you feel all nice and
maybe full, that's a way to kickstart the conversation. You know, if it's easier for you that way and say, hey, you want to go get some ice cream? Right. And then you can kind of, like, as you're driving there or something, you want to talk about it or, you know.
No, after you get your ice cream.
Don't just bring the ice cream over because I'll throw it in your face. I'm like, we're not going to do this.
You wouldn't. You'd throw it in the freezer and wait.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of temperament.
I'd get you a Cinnabon from Cinnaholics.
And I'd still just like close it quietly and put it away to the side.
Eat it when I'm not looking.
Two bites at a time.
Be like, I don't want to know I'm enjoying this.
But at the end of the day, make up after the fight. Yeah. Make up or break up.
Make up or break up, son.
That's it. That's my best advice. Make up or break up. Anyways, did you know?
Did I know?
That it's time to try to read my handwriting.
Oh, good luck.
This is the best part of the day. Did you know that relationships that begin online are 28% more likely to end within 12 months? Almost 30% more likely to end than relationships that start at the grocery store.
I find that to be false.
Why?
Because nobody meets at the grocery store.
How are people meeting if it's not for the dating apps anymore?
Yeah. You know what
I mean? Friends introducing.
That is
meeting at a party.
One-offs.
You come to your friend's second kid's, you know, your kid's second birthday party, and you're there, and they're there, and you
if
meet.
You're younger, like a teenager, mm-hmm. maybe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like
in your 40s.
In your 40s, you're not going to a fucking party meeting somebody random. Like, all your friends are your friends.
Most of the time, if you're meeting somebody at a bar who's sitting there alone, they're not desirables.
Yeah.
So.
Or they're not interested right now.
Maybe.
Like, to me, that's, no, I feel like people who meet on the apps nowadays, I mean, maybe people go through, like, different people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, a year's up. This isn't my person. I go to the next person, something like that. But.
Yeah.
I don't see people meeting organically in person.
I don't know. I think all women kind of secretly hope that there's this magical way that people will meet again.
You all do?
Yeah.
But then when the guys come up to you,
we don't
my God, what are you doing talking to me?
Disgusting.
I'm here with my girlfriends. I'm here shopping. I'm here at the gym. I'm just getting my feet done.
One of my favorite stories to
tell. You're my masseuse.
Is I'm standing on Gilbert Road talking on the phone. An old man is like, hey, tries to get my attention. I was like, no, sir. Put my hand up and like, I'm busy. And then he came over.
I have a boyfriend.
And then he came over after my phone call. And I was like, I'm sorry, I got to go inside. I'm busy. And he's like, I just want to tell you that the back of your skirt's been up the whole time. And my ass in my thong has been facing a very busy street. So that was me like, hey, I'm too cool for you.
Yeah, see?
And that's what happens. So humble yourself, bitches.
Try to at least have a open mind. If you want to meet organically like that.
Yeah. Me, I'd be like, you're gross. Don't touch me. Don't look at me.
Well, I get that. But like, you know, half the times guys won't go up to girls because like, they're going to think I'm a creep or something.
Yeah, we do. For the most part.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
We all have preconceived ideas of men.
You all want us to be this fucking, you have this idea in your head. When a guy tries it, you shoot him down. Other guys are like, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And again, the men who are willing to do it, you're like, oh no, sit down. Anyways.
Yep.
Sorry about it.
They got nothing to lose.
Well, now you know. About 30% of people who meet online are going to end in the first 12 months. We didn't, boo. Knuckle punch.
Knuckle punch.
Bobo?
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Last thing is our one, our only.
Safety corner.
Oh, you did a little thing with your voice there.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Or is it bad?
No, do you.
I could probably never do it again.
That's okay. I think our Safety Corner song is unique impression every time. It's like a butterfly. It's like a fingerprint.
It's like a snowflake.
You're never going to get the same jingle again.
Right.
So enjoy that one. And if you want to hear the other ones, go back one or two episodes.
We keep it fresh.
Anywho.
Like Subway.
Safety Corner today is, and I don't, this is one of those ones that like, do as we say. Not as we do, okay? Because
what is it? Use condoms
I don't
every
do
time?
This. Junior.
Oh.
You should be using a condom every time.
Oh, I knew I was forgetting something.
You're getting a dick punch after this. Anyways, it is to video chat or call the person before you go on the date.
Fuck that noise.
That way you can like get to know them, verify they are who they are, you know, maybe for ladies, you know, is he a serial killer? Men, does she sound like a woman? I don't know. So the advice this week is to video or call. How do you feel about that, Junior? I know you started off with a fuck no, but since a few seconds have passed, how do you feel now? Your mind has changed about it?
Oh, fuck that.
Why?
FaceTime, do not FaceTime me.
Oh my God.
You FaceTime me and I will never talk to you again.
Really?
Yeah.
You're wasting my
time.
Why? I just don't understand. Like, they're going to meet you in person anyways. Why,
yeah,
why not FaceTime?
That's when I have to focus on them. Mm. So, okay, if I'm at home and you call me, one, now I have to kind of pay attention, mm-hmm. right? A phone call, I have to pay attention. I can't do whatever I want. Because if I'm watching TV or something, I can't pay attention to both. Somebody's most likely my show, mm-hmm. right? So I have to pause that show to hear somebody fucking talk.
Okay.
FaceTime.
Yeah.
Now you have to see my face. Mm-hmm. So now I really have to stop what I'm doing to pay attention to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're eating up my time.
Okay.
I cannot do that. I am a texter.
So FaceTime, period.
Out.
But you do talk on the phone.
To who?
To girls. You'll talk on the phone to them.
No.
Oh, I thought you said that you would, like, you'll entertain them every once in a while when they want to talk on the phone.
Oh, like for what, though?
I don't know.
I would do it in the sense that they're like, hey, before we meet, could we talk on the phone real quick?
Just like our safety corner says. This girl's listened to our podcast from the future? Girls, you came back from the future to tell Junior, safety corner.
For that, I would do it, but it would not be, and that's just it. Right before we meet, because after we meet, I tell people, I'm like, I don't like talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. Don't FaceTime me.
Yeah.
I had somebody from an app who was like, hey, let's video chat. I was like, fuck no.
No.
Like, I don't need to prove who I am.
To be honest, I have men do it to me. So my personal view is also a no. Yeah. I don't like to talk on the phone. And then I'm definitely not going to FaceTime you.
Yeah, I'm fucking
but,
weird.
It happens. And it happens a lot with guys that'll say, like we can set a date up for this week, but let's talk before for sure. Or let's get on the phone for sure. And I'm like, what? Why for sure? Why do you? And I don't know if it's an insecurity on the man's part. Like, is this really a woman? Is this
I could who see she that. Is? Yeah.
But like, I'm too old for that shit,
bro.
Too young. I don't know what the fucking spectrum is, but I don't want to talk to them.
I asked for specific pics without them knowing. Mm-hmm. So that way I know they are who they are.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Like,
what are you doing right now? Oh, I'm at work. Oh, send me a quick pic. That's today? Oh, yeah. Okay. And then I'll look at different pics. I'm like, okay.
That's weird.
I sometimes think
long
I'm like,
pause for that's weird.
Are they
if
they
a guy
are?
Ever asked me to send a pic of what I was doing right now, I'd be like, fuck off.
But I'm
actually go fuck off.
No, because you did the exact. I did it to you.
You didn't. I didn't send you pictures of where I was. I would send you like little selfies.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Say what you want.
I'm not going to send a fucking a photo of where I'm at. That's fucking weird.
Well, not like show me where you're at. Take a picture. Oh, you say you're in front of a Circle K. No, but like oh, what are you doing? Oh, you're at work? Send me a cute little pic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then mm-hmm. they send it. And I'm like, all right, looking at the picture like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Got it.
Not like I would be like, hey, I need you to grab a newspaper, hold it up to you.
Yeah, that's what it picture. Sounds like. And it's weird. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to.
I've been catfished.
And like once.
No, fuck no.
Like twice.
Are you good?
I'm trying to see how many times you've been catfished.
Quite a few times.
Quite a few times. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it is always the person. Their pictures just aren't. They're outdated.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. On that note, we're going to wrap this little short podcast up. We love you guys so much. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for listening to our stories, even if they're sad to you. Okay. My saddest stories are my best memories. So that's it. I love you guys all so much. Until next time. Goodbye.
See you.
You've just listened to Tales from the Apps from Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior Malords.
Check us out on all platforms at Make It a Combo Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, Make It a Combo and Dream Talk the Podcast.
Thank you and goodbye.